Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
It's Mail Monday.
That's right. Time to answer some questions
it
that have
is.
Come in through email, regular mail, phone calls, anything really where people have asked.
That's right. It's, you know, it's always fun to get emails to questions@askmpa.com. And this time, we had a couple questions, just basic, some fundamental questions about technology.
Yeah, we get these a lot.
We do. And sometimes we gloss over them for the, you know, more complicated or complex questions. But there are two basic questions that I think we should answer. And the first one always surprises me, but it's true. People, you know, say, my computer won't come on. How do I get my computer to come on? Well, obviously there are reasons why your computer might not be functioning.
There are lots of reasons.
Many reasons.
Yeah.
But really, so often, and this is really interesting to me, people forget just to check the electrical connection.
Right.
Plug it in. Just plug it in. It's run on a cord, you know, that actually will come apart from the computer itself and mm-hmm. from the wall. So
yeah,
check
so you
both
don't,
connections.
Right. Don't just check at the wall, but also check at the back of the CPU.
Yeah.
Or
absolutely. It's really interesting. Yeah, but how many service calls we have at MPA when the technician goes out and looks, you know, so the person cannot get their computer on, and obviously we can't do anything remotely if mm-hmm. your computer's not on. So we literally go to your house or we, you know, go to your business and we look at this and, oh, it's unplugged.
Right. That's a real easy fix.
Right. And that's not because you're not quick enough to catch on the fact you need to plug it in, but literally you just assume it's plugged in. Sometimes, you know, maybe a pet got behind mm-hmm. there, you know, and accidentally, you know, knocked it loose and pulled it out. I mean, anything can happen.
Right. Right.
With your electrical connections. So check that first.
Another thing that we see is just simply the monitor is not turned on.
Right, that happens
too. So your computer might be on itself and you hear it running.
Right.
But the monitor, you know, there's usually a separate button on that screen.
Yep.
So.
Absolutely. And the other question is keeping your technology clean.
Mm-hmm.
How do I keep, you know, this clean? And we have a great product that we recommend. It's called Blow Off. And it's just a compressed air.
Right.
You know. That technicians and people have been using for years.
It's really safe. It doesn't get any sort of, you know, chemicals.
Right.
You know, near your.
But, you know, you use it to, you know, and it has one of those little straw ends. And,
oh,
you know,
to get in the nooks and crannies.
You can use it to get in the nooks and crannies, or you can use it, you know. But, yeah, blow off will work great
right.
to get dust out of tricky places.
Now, your screen, on the other hand, you can usually use a cloth to wipe that down. You want to use
right.
a cloth that's, you know, lint-free and doesn't have an abrasive sort right. of surface to it, nice and soft.
Right. Microfiber.
Microfiber is perfect.
Yep, we love those.
Yeah.
I have one at every location that I ever stop at. Because I'm one of those people, I have to, if my computer is a mess,
yeah.
it makes me feel less productive.
Sure.
So I like everything to be clean.
Don't like the fingerprints and the smudges.
Right. Well, and even saliva, you know, just when you're speaking, if you're, you know, talking to someone, like I talk across my desk and then my monitor is kind of in the middle. Well, you know, I mean, just how much saliva flies out of your mouth that you
sure.
don't realize about. You're always spitting on me.
Ah.
Just kidding. But, you know, it happens. And so really, yeah, just cleaning that off with a microfiber mm-hmm. cloth. And then there's a lot of different sprays. We have one at the office. I don't really know what it's called, but it is really good. And it comes in a pack with a microfiber cloth.
And it's important to note that you rarely should actually spray directly onto the surface.
Yeah, exactly.
Spray onto the cloth,
right.
then wipe.
Yeah, and only use something that's approved for electronics.
Right.
Don't use this random household spray. Do not pledge things. That's a bad idea. Don't use pledge. Only on wood. All right. Well, until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.